Sour Morning X headlines we misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Yeah, right, just go. Topping all Leave Britney Alone news. Britney is clapping back at her critics on Instagram this weekend. She posted a meme where she says, quote, "Take me as I am or kiss my ass, eat expletive deleted, and step on Legos."
What?
That's pretty good.
Those are three harsh things there, yeah. Brittany.
Now, when I first read this, I was like, did you come up with that, Brittany? That's brilliant. Kiss my ass and step on Legos. But no, it's just a meme that she found and then reposted. Mm-hmm. And
she loves reposting things.
To the
she's trapped.
Wow.
It's all she has.
Isn't that what you do these days? To those of in the world who just read your Instagram stories is just a bunch of memes that maybe you wrote over the top. This is so me. Mm-hmm. You have the worst personality on earth, okay? Sorry.
And it also isn't just
you, I just realized
you,
that's a real Bumbleina thing. What's that, huh?
Oh, when people post it, it's like, it's so me. I'm like, it's so everyone. Yeah, yeah. You're not special.
I guess that's the... Is it the same thing as when I take a Kesha song and be like, this Kesha song is about me, guys.
Yeah.
At least that's a piece of art, not a goddamn piece of... clip art that somebody made up. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, what's worse, reposting just memes or talking about how this Good Charlotte lyric is the best of all time?
You don't know nothing about Good Charlotte, so you shut your mouth, all right? In the caption is where Britney really poured it on. Oh. Really?
Oh, hey, Britney. Didn't know you were here today.
We have Britney Spears in the system here, but not Bowling for Soup. Boss, what in the actual F? What are we doing here, man?
But one is an iconic pop diva, the voice of a generation,
uh-huh.
And the other one is Bowling for Soup.
That's the voice of Chuck E. Cheese, bro. Okay. Phineas and Ferb. Bowling for Soup. Okay. Plenty more Bowling for Soup content on the way today, by the way. Let's see here. She writes in the caption, "For those of you who choose to criticize my dancing videos, ... Look, I'm not going to be performing on any stages anytime soon with my dad handling what I wear, say, do, or think. Let him know, Britney!" She also busts on her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "I don't like that my sister showed up at an award show and performed my songs to remix." Hang on, in caps. "Performed my songs to remixes? My so-called support system hurt me deeply." I guess she's referring to the 2017 Radio Disney Music Awards.
Oh, of course.
And some say we have too many award shows.
You guys didn't watch that?
No, I missed that one. So Jamie Lynn Spears goes around performing Britney Spears. Is that right?
I guess so. Yeah. Jamie Lynn also gets pregnant and then gets my favorite show canceled.
Oh, Jamie Lynn, you bitch.
I know.
Why would you do that to Shark Tank?
No. Zoe 101.
Zoe 101?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that? Oh, sorry. Man, the suck tone is right next to the... I'm real sloppy on this Monday. My apologies. You guys hear that Bud Light spot? Jamie Lynn Spears performs Britney songs?
I think at that point she was just like performing some of her sister's songs, which is... kind of weird. Mm. That
like
is
because
weird.
Her dad had Britney locked in a cage, and he's like, "Jamie, you're going on the road this year. Yeah. You go make the money."
That'd be like if I started doing your Bud Light spots.
don't even utter such a. How dare you,
Emily? Are concerts back?
Concerts are back.
All right. My so-called support system hurt me deeply. So Jamie Lynn Spears is supposed to be in the Britney support system. Is Britney in the sister. Jamie Lynn support system?
Yeah,
definitely. Who becomes in the... I guess you can be in a paramutual the support system setup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is my sister in my support system or am I in her support system?
I mean,
Pay for one trip to Hawaii, yeah, Steph, and then we'll decide whose support system is in who.
If you needed it to, I bet you could be under Steph's support system. But
she did give me some bootleg drugs one time. That was nice.
There you go.
I mean, except for what it did to me.
Oh.
Jesus.
Britney signs off with a two Britney songs we have in the system and not one Bowling for Soup song, boss.
Okay, I love this one, too. I mean, everyone loves this one.
That's really the important takeaway from this whole thing, Jason.
That we have Britney Spears, but not Bowling for Soup.
That's what we should be focusing on with this news story.
Everybody loves this one, Emily.
Yeah.
This is a 23-year-old take. Baby One More Time. It's such a better song than Oops, I Did It Again. Such a better song.
I'm going to tell you this. These are the same song. I in my mind, they it goes from one to the other. Yeah.
If you, it's crazy. Quote, if you don't want to see my precious ass dancing in my living room, or it's not up to your standards, go read an effing book.
Get up, Brittany.
I will say that's
the worst thing she could think of.
That's a pretty good dig. Go read a book. But why don't clap? If people are leaving you mean comments on Instagram, you're Brittany goddamn Spears. Take it easy, all right?
Yeah.
I don't like this new world where Brittany's a sympathetic figure, okay? I don't like sympathetic celebrity figures.
Yeah, she's
I want to bust on them.
She's a bad bee. Look at her. She said, go read a book. And then you know what she did? I just looked. She dancing video that she posted right after that. And it's terrible.
Oh, go read a book, Emily. Who do you think you are?
It's terrible, but I respect her. I respect her dancing.
It would have been so much better if she just posted a video of her reading a book. That would have been
Here's
funny.
What you do, Jason. Here's
dancing
the takeaway.
Dancing and reading a book. Dancing on a book.
You should be rooting for Britney Spears to get out of her conservatorship, to get back in charge of her own life. Mm-hmm. That way you can go back to being just slamming her for making terrible decisions that she's the fault of.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I will root for that.
You're part of the problem.
And just one more touch of music news. Biz Markie passed away on Friday. This will not be a suitable tribute. I'm only bringing it up to shame Nick. Who's Biz Markie, Nick?
He's the "You Got a Friend in Me" guy.
How's that go?
You got a friend in me.
I don't know if you're doing
by Biz Markie.
I don't know if you're doing anything, but I really appreciate this. If that was, come on, man.
Yeah,
you don't know about being friends.
Well, okay, just a friend.
Does he like to party all the time?
How does "Just a Friend" go? It's got a very iconic line,
"Baby, you."
Thank you.
Oh, baby, you.
All right. Jesus,
honest. You should play the 23-year-old thing on him for that, because I got it.
Biz Markie, 57 years old. That's what old people do. They just, it's weird too, because he looked like he was taking such good care of himself. He's sorry. Now
that's not funny.
Suffered a stroke last year.
His organs are falling apart.
Hospitalized due to complications. That's why I'm allowed to say it. Okay.
Okay. You're one of them.
It's the equivalent of "I've got black friends." It's like, my organs hurt as well.
No, nope. Okay.
That's,
nope.
That's not how that.
Nope. Am I gone too far?
Yeah.
Multiple times now.
This
Hospitalized a couple years ago. Complications from type 2 diabetes. No word on the cause of death. R.I.P. to my guy. Biz Markie. What did you say? "You've got a friend in me."
You've got a friend
by Biz Markie. Shame on you, man. But also, I love you. What up, what X? It's the Morning X. Jay's the Digger, friends Nick, Emily, and it's 9-8 Central. Must be time for another episode of The Bumbles. Every light in the house is on. Previously on The Bumbles, Jason's girlfriend and her son moved in. Everyone got along, but Jason's struggling to adjust to his new dad-like role in the, I don't know, whatever. Everything's great, guys. Bumbleina, Bumbleito, one big happy family in a well-lit house. this one's kind of a real talk one. And parents, listen up. I want your parental advising on a 13-year-old, which, again, I am as resistant as somebody can get to any sort of parental responsibilities that have been pushed onto my plate against my will, all right?
God, just the thought
I only
of you
agreed
to
this for more convenient sex, all right? That was the whole point of the, I mean.
How's that going?
At least this much my fault.
Sorry, different with the you and sex, going back to you punishing your 13-year-old stepson.
Yeah, punishing.
The idea of you just spanking him entered my mind, and just like, I was like, who is that going to be more painful for? That'd be hilarious. I would like to see that.
I would never. I don't
you
believe,
would not do it.
In a non-weird way,
I don't believe in corporate punishment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, he's 13.
Do you not spank 13-year-olds?
No.
Well, see,
that's when it gets a little.
Emily, thanks for steering me back onto the road. That's what this segment is about. Okay, is a 13-year-old. What are they supposed to be up to? What are they supposed to be getting into?
Locked doors and sticky socks.
I'm a little worried. I'm legit concerned about the development, the perhaps slow development of my guy Bumbleito. I gotta tread real lightly here. I ask permission to talk about this as well, because I don't want to step on my man's toes or air anything inappropriate here, or shame him for being a little child, because he's a child. But listen, all he watches is cartoons. Okay. all he watches is cartoons, and not like he's not watching Rick and Morty, Family Guy, South Park, even a, I don't know, like a Ren and Stimpy. It's kind of got like an adult angle to it.
Definitely.
He watches Muppet Babies, okay? He just watches Muppet Baby. I leave the house early in the morning. He's watching Muppet Babies. I come home in the afternoon. He's watching Muppet Babies. At night, I'm like, Bonham, can I watch TV? He's watching Muppet Babies, okay?
Is he also wearing like footy pajamas and eating just a big bowl of cereal?
Yeah, oftentimes. Oftentimes.
He's got a binky and a bonnet.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, I'm not saying... We've discussed on this program, perhaps in greater detail than some people care for, my experience as a 13-year-old, and I'm not saying he needs to, have that same experience. We don't have to go into it. He's talking about sex. I'm not saying he needs to go out to start pounding out them hood rats just yet. But look. He's just watching cartoons. The other day, Bumbleina asked me, we're still putting the house together, and she says, hey, can you come help hang these nets in his room? And I was like, hang nets in his room? And he's like, yeah, she's got some sort of net system that you hang in the corner of the room, and then he puts all of his plushies in there. And I was like, okay, sure, or we could just put them all in a trash bag and throw them in an attic, and he can look at them when he's 30 and be like, look like what I used to play with when I was a kid, because you're 13.
He's
13.
That's 7th grade?
He's going to be in 8th grade.
He's going to be in 8th grade.
In a month, he'll be an 8th grader.
Oh, he's got time.
So I told him the other day, I was like, 8th grade, that was the best year of my life, bro. Okay?
What?
Oh, yeah. I was at the top of my, I was before, you know, we combined into high school, and there were all sorts of, I was at the top of the athletic food chain, okay? And I got to Round Rock High School, and I was like, oh, you guys are better than me. That's not cool.
Where are they keeping all these guys?
Not that high school got difficult or anything, but like middle school homework, I was like, LOL, yeah, right. I'm going to do that in the 3 minutes before class. Didn't have to have a job, no mortgages. I had a chauffeur. Life was good. Oh, and I was hitting that. sorry.
Chauffeur?
No. Come on, man.
Nasty, yuck.
So, yeah, look, I'm not saying that he should be out doing those type of things, because one might argue that that's a
toxic,
questionable decision.
Yeah.
Although, turned out pretty good for me. Look how I turned out.
Okay.
But he's 13. Should he just be watching children's cartoons and playing with dolls?
Well,
is that a concern? Should I be concerned about
okay,
that?
Okay, dolls, collectibles, action figures. It's a little...
I think all of those words... By the way, I think all of those words are better than plushies.
Yeah,
I gotta go hang up his nets because that's where he keeps his plushies.
I do hate the word plushies.
Okay,
stuffed animals.
That's his mom's word.
Do we hang them on the ceiling like that so he can see them while laying in his crib? Look at the plushies up there. What? He's 13. He's got plushies.
Probably would enjoy that.
He should have pubes, not plushies.
Oh no! I know a 23-year-old who watches Muppet Babies. But she also has a 1-year-old.
Okay, look.
So, she has a 1-year-old.
Muppet Babies is fine.
Babies is fine?
It's probably fine.
Well,
if you
want
to put it in the rotation, that's fine to watch some cartoons. But look, I'm trying to remember. When I was 13, I'm pretty positive I was watching a La Bamba like once a week, okay? Ooh, La Bamba. Should I take him to Tijuana?
Mm.
Get him a... Pick anyone you like. It's guaranteed to like you.
Don't do the...
Hell, it's on me. Get two.
No.
Take him to the Vegas or... Anyway, no, don't do that. I do agree with you that there should be, hopefully, I think, more like a rail... Like, you can watch Muppet Babies, but also you should be into other things. Because, like, when you're in the 8th grade, that's when you should start being, you know, looking to at
That's
you should
when
be looking at first
start...
base, whether you want it to be a girl or a boy, and be like, oh, yeah, you start thinking all these more adult things. And if you're just watching cartoons and watching Minecraft on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
Well, now, I started thinking about those things in like second or third grade.
Yeah,
so,
8th grade is prime time to start conforming.
Eighth grade was like when I was acting on those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. You become a sheep in the 8th grade because you don't know who you are. That's what you're supposed to do.
What?
Is he you conform in 8th grade. You start just doing what everybody else is doing.
Is everybody else watching Muppet Babies?
Maybe. That might be it.
Well, that was my other thing.
Is he on TikTok?
That I do think it's a...
I don't think he's allowed.
A real thing that people are... I don't want to say not developing as quickly or they're more stunted, but like...
Yeah. You're saying I was an advanced human?
Well, just all of us were at that age. Like, that's, I mean, if you go back far enough, you know, a 13-year-old, like, you already had your own farm in the 1800s, okay? Like, you were getting married. Right. You were trying to pump out fellow, youths. Like, we just, as our society advances, our development kind of gets stunted a little bit, much like the millennials, you know, living with your parents mm-hmm. still in their basement, mm-hmm. not getting real jobs.
What
that
age
kind of thing.
Will Bumbleito be when he catches up to my 13-year-old development? 30?
I mean, he might never get there.
Maybe.
He might never get there.
Yeah. All right, parents, tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Is this a concern? As a faux step parent, should I be concerning myself with the lack of this 13-year-old's development?
Introduce him to The Sopranos.
Also, here, we're going to take a break. When I come back, I walked in on him doing something on Saturday night.
Uh-oh.
That's right. We'll get to that in just a second. My girlfriend's kid is 13 years old, and watches nothing but cartoons and plays with plushies. That's fine. Is it fine? That is the question. Apparently everybody's busting on me for it. Look, that's glad. I'm glad to hear that you guys all think that that's cool. Punk rock physicist says, God, Jason, you're a toxic douche. Oh, no, he owns plushies and watches silly cartoons. The only bad part of this is he's not watching Craig of the Creek or Infinity Train or Adventure Time or something. Are those some smart cartoons? I don't know nothing about that.
They're smarter. Adventure Time, as I recommend it.
Pete Leander says, dude, let him be a kid. Let him enjoy what he likes. Who is he hurting? The world sucks, man. Why force him into it?
I was about to say, I think I changed my opinion on this. Now I hate you.
Now you hate me?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah,
because I'm not trying to force him into anything.
No,
okay?
I see all these kids on TikTok who are 13 and they're wearing these bombshell bras and like looking like they're 42, and I would much rather have Bumbleito watch cartoons and play with plushies than look like he's 42 years old on TikTok.
All right, I just had to cancel a Google search for Craig of the Creek for bombshell bras. I'm happy with what I made. My decision.
Raina does say it's fine. If he wants to watch some wholesome Muppet show and have his squishy toys, it's fine. Of all the things to be worried about, better than him getting into fights at school constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're trying to say that you value that behavior from a boy. No. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody this weekend and I was like, it's probably good. Like, yes, this is the very manageable version of a teenager that we have right now. Mm. Like, once he starts making trouble and going out, sneaking people in, that's when you should be worried.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, well, I was already making trouble when I was your age, young man. Why are you not making trouble?
Yeah,
yet?
I don't know how you... Well, was it just like a hot and cold situation? You didn't transition? It wasn't like I'm a good child.
I don't remember.
You know? Or you just something switched one day and you just decided to be...
It was the first time he heard Limp Bizkit. It just created a change in him.
Way before that.
Yeah.
Noted Jason Dick Detractor Trustin says, Jason, you love Family Guy, which is known for being a cartoon loved by stupids. Ease off on the kids. Stop being so toxic. Okay, good. I'm relieved to know that this is all fine and normal and I don't have to concern myself with it.
Well, here's my question, is that perhaps he is doing some of the same things that 13-year-old Jason was doing,
mm-hmm.
but just instead of it being, you know, some girl in his class, he's got a little crush for Nanny in those green striped socks.
Is that from
what
Muppet Babies?
What are you talking about?
Oh dude. Yeah. Nanny had calves, dude.
If you were a foot person, I guess. Did the Muppet Babies born a whole generation of foot people? Because you only see the...
I mean, I'm just saying, dude, that was a lot of people, that was their first, you know, their Jessica Rabbit was Nanny from Muppet Babies.
I busted Bumbleito, though, on Saturday night, okay? His mom and I went out to a show, more on the Bowling for Soups show mm-hmm. in just a second. But we come home, I walk in, caught him red-handed. Do you know what was going on in there?
What?
I would love to tell you that he was... Up at 1 o'clock in the morning watching Cinemax,
mm-hmm.
or he went
Cinemax.
He went into Uncle Jason's closet and he found that big box of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
tapes?
Even worse. You know,
when
I caught Bumbleito at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night doing
what?
Every light in the house is
turning lights on.
I just walk in. He's watching TV. The living room lights on. The kitchen lights on. The upstairs lights are on. The light in my bedroom. I was like, why is my bedroom light on? He's like, I had to go in there to get your charger. What? So turn the light off. Why is the light still on? You love light so much. I don't know. The outside, the back porch was on. He's like, I had to let Bogey outside. I'm like, then turn it off when he comes back inside. Why do you like to turn the lights on? Why?
101X, it's the Morning X. This is probably not good.
A text message from Bumbleito. Jason, how am I supposed to watch Rick and Morty when you don't let me watch Rick and Morty? It's not me. Those are your mom's rules, buddy. Okay? Also, there's no way I barely get Rick and Morty. And with the amount that you want to talk during a show, you're never going to get it, okay? You got to shut up and pay attention. Bumbleito, blink twice if you want me to take you to Tijuana, okay? I'll do it, buddy. I'll do it for you. It's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends, Nick Emily, and I don't know if this is a generational dispute? Is this a what is good music? What is a good time on a Saturday night? But hey, look, here in the spot that we used to do Kinnis Mas Macho, let's talk about weekends, because I finally went to a concert, guys.
Woohoo!
For my first post-pandemic concert, I went to a couple of shows. I went to the Carousel Lounge. There's no stage there. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a stage, that's not a concert, right?
Yeah.
Full-on stage at Buck's Backyard in Buda.
Oh.
Say that 10 times fast.
must be quite an act if I went all the way to Buda, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's Bowling for Soup. Bowling for Soup from beautiful Denton, Texas. Do you know, but you like Bowling for Soup things, right, Emily?
It's your
victory music. Yeah. They were playing Saturday night in Buda. Thanks for answering my Instagram comments, Bowling for Soup. I couldn't figure out what time they were playing. I just had to guess what time to show up. And I was like, I can't spend more time in Buda than necessary.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were having a whole Pop Punk Is Not Dead festival at Buck's Backyard.
Cool.
And I went and I saw Bowling for Soup. And it was kick-ass, if you ask me. But not so much to the other three in my traveling
they
party.
They didn't like it?
I don't know. Bowling for Soup. Nick, do you know any Bowling for Soup things?
They have like two songs. They didn't.
What are the two songs?
I don't know that. I just know they have two songs that we care about.
1985.
They didn't do Stacey's Mom, but they did do a cover of it.
That's pretty correct.
Because just everybody expected them to.
Everybody thought Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne was actually Bowling for Soup, so they actually did record a cover. Yeah, it is a problem. This is a good example, but like, high school never ends. When you put a bunch of pop culture references in your song, and then you're in the nostalgia period of your career, like some of those references are dated. Like this song says something about Tom and Katie having a baby, so Tom's not gay. I'm like, are we talking about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes? Like what is it? Oh yeah, yeah. This song has a Godsmack reference in it. It's like, do we need Godsmack references?
I want them to update these references. Like, when they play it, it should be updated with, like, what high school's like now. Should all just be Euphoria stuff.
Is it different?
I don't know.
That's not real high school stuff. No. Euphoria.
That's glitter high school.
They're just trying to scared straight you
glitter
with that
high
stuff,
school.
Right?
Yeah. Scared straight high
Look,
school.
Look, I love Bowling for Soup, and I've said many times before that if my band was good, that's what we would be. It's like a comedy punk rock band, but also is really good. But they do a lot of, like, bits. There's a lot of talking, mm-hmm. a lot of jokes.
That does sound like your band.
And that's when my girlfriend and Melinda were both like, man, these guys talk a lot. And I'm like, some people like to go to shows and see the bands talk.
Are they also constantly tuning their instruments?
That's fine. You think that I tune too much. You don't want to go to concerts. People tune all the time. Tuning
you
is...
You kind of have to do that.
You're supposed to tune the things.
Did they play the bitch song?
They led off with...
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that song.
You like the bitch song?
I do.
It came out before you were born.
I know. I like it. I have the live recording of the bitch song on Spotify.
You have the live recording?
Yeah, they have like a live recorded version on Spotify. It's great.
You said a bunch of good things and then you ruined it with this...
They like talk in between, so it's funny. It makes you feel at home.
It is fun, right?
Yeah.
See, people like to hear the talk in between the songs and such.
Yeah. And then you sent me the Emily song.
Oh, right. I recorded them playing Emily.
Uh-huh.
Sent it to my friend Emily. It was a great time. I am a little concerned that Jared from Bowling for Soup has put on a lot of weight. Like, a lot. I told you, he's for real, the voice of Chuck E. Cheese. Are they paying you in pizza, my guy? Is everything all right?
Well,
did you guys look upon me like that when I was at the 355? You're like, oh no. But I was there all along, okay? Yeah. He just got to be 45. Is like, hey, I'm Chuck E. Cheese now. I guess I'm just going to live the fat life.
Well, Jason, I'll have you know, the 40-year-old that I saw this Saturday was buff. He's got stacks on stacks.
So yeah, I bring it up to ask who went to a lamer, has been washed up, never was concert on Saturday night, because I went to Bowling for Soup. But Emily, what did you see?
I saw DJ Pauly D from the Jersey Shore play a set at Cedar Street. What are you playing? What is this?
Apple Music's top DJ Pauly D song is Back to Love, featuring Jay Sean.
Oh. Okay, but that's not what he did. He just did a DJ set. He didn't sing or anything.
Of course he didn't. Do you think this is him singing? This is whoever Jay Sean is, okay? He just did a DJ set. He doesn't do anything, okay? He pushes play, then does some sit-ups.
Yeah.
GTL. Go do some laundry. That's it.
The best part, he brought his really hot girlfriend, and she stood on the stage next to him the entire time, looking at her phone.
Like she was a DJ's
girlfriend.
She wasn't dancing or anything like that. She was just standing there.
She was wearing this top that just had a giant circle in the middle, so her, like, fake boobs were out, and she was just standing behind him just tapping on her phone with her long nails, and I could not expect less. I loved it so much. It was so much fun. I had to teach my friends though about DJs, and like,
you had
going
to teach
to DJs.
Them about DJs,
because
what does that mean?
They were like, oh well, the doors open at 9, so we should get there at like 9:30, right?
Okay.
And I was like, oh, absolutely not.
DJ Pauly D.
Absolutely not. They're like, well, what do you mean?
You don't even wake up until 1 a.m.
Exactly. So we went bar. I was like, guys, let me take the reins on this. We did some bar hopping. And then DJ Pauly D posted on Instagram, hey, y'all, I'm going to be on at 12:45 p.m. a.m. I guess. A.m. And they were like, what? He's not going on until 12:45? That's so late. And I was like, welcome to the life. You're going
to
see
your friends. 12:45 is late, okay?
Yeah, it is late. But it was a good show. It was a good show. He's not the best DJ, I'll be honest.
What is a good DJ?
Like, his mixes were not too good. But he started off playing some bangers. He played some really good stuff.
He played good songs by other people?
By other people that he then layered on top of another and then did some wicka wicka in between. And
so is he trying to be like, I don't know any DJ things.
Yeah.
Is he trying to be like girl talk? Girl talk makes, he takes a bunch of songs and puts some
DJ.
Beats to them.
Literally just a club DJ. That's
like,
all. And
the
Pauly
Skrillex,
D,
the Deadmau5 of the world, they actually create their own beats and tracks and stuff like that.
He's just trying to go from one song to another in interesting fashion.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That is exactly
interesting
it.
Interesting fashion,
And he had these graphics behind him that had his name and had his face. And if you've seen Jersey Shore, like, he's been doing this ever since Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. So this was a big deal. And he said some Jersey Shore kind of like little lines, taglines whenever he left, which, okay, I do. My biggest complaint, the last few songs that he played were terrible. Like, I don't know why he played. He went from these really good bangers.
He's got a set list problem.
Yeah, he played some TikTok songs. It was kind of fun.
What does that mean? He played some TikTok
like songs that are big on TikTok, and then he goes, who there's on TikTok? Who here's on TikTok? And then everybody goes, wah!
TikTok is a Kesha song. The end. All right?
But then at the end, all he played were like weird white people bangers, like songs that get white people going.
He knows his audience.
He played Mr. Brightside. He's back to back. Mr. Brightside, a Fleetwood Mac song. What else did he play? Fleetwood Mac song.
And this is a problem?
Yeah, it was all back to back. He started off heavy on Drake. It was all Drake at the beginning, which I was really into. Heavy on Drake, then transitioned to TikTok songs, and then it was like only white people that songs. And you know what he ended on? Adele's Rolling in the Deep. And he ended it and he said, the cabs are here. He left.
Jesus.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.